The number two overall pick has been shining. Was it a mistake by the Jaguars? And has a receiver, a rookie receiver, emerged in Green Bay? We'll talk about that on Locked On NFL Draft. Let's go.
You are Locked On NFL Draft, your daily podcast covering the NFL Draft. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into another edition of Locked On NFL Draft. Appreciate you being here with us. And we are the power trio on this draft podcast, led by Ryan Tracy from Rogue Analytics at Ryan Tracy NFL. And there's my man with the SF hat representing NoCal, Eric Crocker, former NFL AFL defensive back, at Eric underscore Crocker on Twitter, at Ryan Tracy NFL on Twitter, at Jay Harris Football, because I'm John Harris, football analyst. Sideline reporter for the Houston Texans, also owner-operator of footballtakeover.com. Now, each year, guys, I get a chance to watch the Jacksonville Jaguars twice a year up front. They had the number one pick last year in the draft. They picked Trayvon Walker. Traits, elite traits, a tremendous football player. Did the Jaguars get it right? But before you answer that, what'd you think on that? Because I got to tell you, today's episode of Locked On NFL Draft is presented by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match, up $200 with promo code Locked On. That's PrizePicks.com, promo code Locked On. So, Eric Crocker, the Jags passed on Aiden Hutchinson to take Trayvon Walker. Did they get it right?
You know, I'm kind of taking the easy way out here, but you got to give it some time, right? Especially for a guy like him. We knew that there would be a transition for Trayvon Walker. He was the guy who you had to try to figure out how is his usage going to be at the next level. We knew at Georgia they moved him around that defensive line. They asked him to do certain things where he was going to be asked to do a little bit more at the NFL level, rushing off of the edge, being more of a pure kind of 4-3 outside rusher as opposed to kind of that guy who – essentially, I mean, the way they played him was almost like a 3-4 end.
Yeah.
Right? So right. Now you want to see him make those splashy plays. He has 2.5 sacks on the season. We've seen the interception. We know the big-time upside that he has, especially with the traits he has. But now he has to come together, and I think that's something that's going to be a process.
Ryan, Aiden Hutchinson has been fantastic. He was tremendous against the Chicago Bears on Sunday. 8 tackles, a sack. 1 TFL, had an additional quarterback hit. He's leading the rookies in pressures. I think his number of pressures is up over 25 now. I don't know if it's as simple as saying, did the Jaguars get it right? Because, look, Eric's right. We got to give it some time. Mm-hmm. However, Hutchinson was kind of a ready-made, ready-to-go prospect. Your thoughts about Hutchinson v. Walker?
I think you nailed it in terms of where his progression was to his floor, that he could walk in and play. Now, he and George Karlaftis lead the league in 28 pressures right now. Yep. Walker's third, so he's not far behind. And I'm not here to bash Brenson Buckner. That's not what I'm here for. I think he's a good coach, and I think he's going to help Trayvon get there. But I don't think that it's the Jags made a poor choice in the player. I think they made bad timing or poor coaching decision choice, because I think if Tom Cullen is still there, Trayvon Walker's probably a little farther down the path by now. Cullen is now in Kansas City as their defensive line coach, and Buckner's kind of like picking up the pieces his first year there too. So I think the time is going to be the key thing, and agree with both you guys, but I think that's the difference. They had somebody ready-made to do that adaptation right now. I think that would have gone a little bit farther by now.
Eric, Ryan brings up a great point. And I say this having watched the New York Giants on Sunday up close and seeing what Brian Daboll's doing with that team. And look, Daniel Jones, I want to be nice. And he had 153 rating against us. He made a couple of big plays. But Daniel Jones isn't the reason the Giants are winning. Saquon Barkley is a big reason why. The defense in Wink Martindale, and by the way, Dexter Lawrence is one bad, bad dude. But the coaching staff that Brian Daboll has constructed in New York has made a significant change for that whole organization. You've been in NFL organizations, professional organizations, Eric. How important does that aspect? It's not one we talk a lot about, as Ryan pointed out, the developers as coaches. How important does that become for Walker Hutchinson and every rookie that comes in?
It's huge, you know, having those guys that you can lean on to guide you in the right direction, being able to follow guys. And one thing as it pertains to being a coach, you hear this talked about a lot and it might go over a lot of people's heads, or maybe they kind of just brush it off because right now the sexy thing is having that young offensive minded coach that's going to put up a bunch of points and whatnot. But ultimately, to get the most out of your players, you need a leader of men. And I think that's what we're seeing as guys, you know, from guys like Daboll, right? Like a guy that he's getting the most out of his players, instilling a certain level of confidence in Daniel Jones to just do enough, instilling a certain level of confidence in Saquon Barkley to where, hey, now you can get back to where you were pre all these injuries that he's had going on. And I think right now with Doug Peterson is going to be that same thing, figuring out from his coaching staff, from him, to get the most out of a young defensive end that they invested a lot of capital into.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Number one overall pick. They invested a lot of capital. And look, there's no doubt he's an incredible athlete. And I know the Jags are doing some different things with him, moving him around. Maybe not as much with Aiden. Aiden's put his hand in the ground, and he's rushing from a 4-3 spot. So maybe there's development time still needed for Trayvon Walker. And, you know, Ryan, we went through this many, many years ago here in Houston. Mario Williams was kind of a project, and he was drafted out of NC State. And it's like, man, Houston fans really, you know, because they didn't get Reggie Bush, they were quick to slam Mario. But if they gave Mario some time, by year two, he was that close to getting voted to Hawaii. Walker just needs time, right? Or do you think he needs time and something else?
I think it's just time myself. I like the athleticism. He still shows it. It's going to be his base. It's about technique. It's about playing from the point of leverage. I think he's going to spend the offseason specifically getting into the wide nines and being able to attack not just the tackle that he's facing, but get to that spot where the corner should be. I think once he gets that kind of spatial awareness, that's going to change the game for him.
That would really help getting in more of a wide nine, something where it's use your athleticism to get upfield right now and then kind of bend that corner. I know that helped with some guys like Arden Key, kind of changed the trajectory of his career. He was with the Raiders, wasn't that great, went to a scheme where he was able to rush in the wide nine, and then all of a sudden you see him have a 6.5-7 sack season.
Absolutely. And, boy, I would have loved Arden Key here in Houston, but, you know, maybe there's more time because we need a few defensive ends down here for sure. Arden Key would have looked very, very nice. But there is a rookie that I don't want to use the word finally, but maybe the Packers have found a receiver that is a rookie. Maybe. We'll discuss Christian Watson next, but I want to talk to you a little bit about Prize Picks. And maybe yesterday when you got on prizepicks.com or you loaded up the Prize Picks app on your phone, maybe you picked Christian Watson for more than one touchdown. Now, I don't know what his Prize Picks projection was yesterday, but I guarantee you it wasn't three. But that's how Prize Picks works. If you felt really confident in Christian Watson, you just click more, you pick three or four other players, you hit more or less on their Prize Picks projection, bada bing, bada bang, you're a winner. And you can win 10 times your money on any entry. And it doesn't have to be NFL. It doesn't. Now, I'd assume that if you're listening to this podcast, it's NFL. I get it. But you might like college football. You might like college hoops. College hoops is getting started. How about Drew Timmy from Gonzaga the other night? Looked good against Michigan State. All of that, you can just simply put, what's the Prize Picks projection? I'm going more or less. Pick your winners, 10 times your money. It's that simple. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code locked on. Deposit 50, you get 50. Deposit 100, you'll get 100. Don't forget to enter promo code locked on at sign up for instant deposit match up to $100. It is Prize Picks. Appreciate you for making Locked On NFL Draft your first listen today. For your second listen today, check out Locked On Sports today. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insights only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcasts. Now, before we get to Christian Watson, I want to keep you safe. Simply safe. home security system 24/7, 365. I know when you hear the word insurance and safety, we got to stay safe. We got to be insured. That's essentially what Simply Safe is. It's not the sexiest thing in the world, right? But you know what's one of the worst things in the world? If you have damage in your house because of a burglar, you have someone that comes in and steals something incredibly valuable to you and your family. Well, Simply Safe is there to prevent that. 24/7 monitoring agents ready for you at any point. And they can decipher whether a threat is actually real. Simply Safe tech support staff is unmatched. They're named the best home security system of 2022 by U.S. News and World Report, a third year in a row. An emergency 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify that the threat is real so you can get priority police response. Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system that we recommend. Get 50% off. That's 50. 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. That's simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL. There's no safe like Simply with an I, Simply Safe. All right, Ryan, Christian Watson, 3 TDs, 4 catches, 108 yards. Did Christian Watson break through the Aaron Rodgers confidence wall forever, or maybe just for 1 week?
For a while, I think. I think he's going to get more opportunities. I think subliminally, I think Aaron's going to be more willing to go back to the well. Now, if he continues to make good on those catches, I think everything's going to be fine. Gets another case of the drops or anything like that, I think this is touch and go. We're walking on a wire here. If he can stay on, I think he's going to be just fine. If not, it could be a little bit more turbulent.
How did Devontae Adams over the years, guys, how did he earn Rodgers' respect? Because Rodgers had been the starter for, I think at that point, probably 7-8 years before Devontae got in there. I think it was 2014 or 2015. Was it as simple as he could get himself separation, get open, and then make catches? Or do you think there was something more to it, Eric, that Devontae Adams earned that trust of Aaron Rodgers, and can Watson do the same thing?
I think Devontae Adams was able to grow with Aaron Rodgers. And obviously, Aaron Rodgers was more established. I think having that veteran alongside him, there was Jordy Nelson back in those days, back in the old days. Feels like forever when Jordy Nelson was out there on the field. But I think having guys like Jordy Nelson really helped the development of Devontae Adams, because it wasn't one that just hit the ground running. It took some time. He had some games that were explosive here and there, but overall, it wasn't until like his third or fourth year where things really started to get headed in the right direction, and then they continued it from there. Well, for Christian Watson, we're talking about a guy that's coming from North Dakota State, talking about FBS level, right? Hasn't played against the highest level of competition. As a receiver, he wasn't asked to be a high-volume catch-type guy. What did North Dakota State do? What are they known for? Man, they are pounding that rock. They got multiple running backs. They're rotating those guys in. And then every once in a while, just when you forget about Christian Watson, they'll throw the ball to him. Well, in the Packers offense, yeah, they're going to run the rock with Aaron Jones and those big running backs that they have. But they're also going to throw the ball. And you know Aaron Rodgers is very meticulous with how he wants you to run your routes, the depth that he wants you to run those routes at. And if you're not doing those things, he can be very frustrated. We saw early on, week one, that big drop by Christian Watson. I think this game, he made up for it. You talked about it, 4 catches, 3 touchdowns. It was almost reminiscent of Randy Moss against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving back in 1998. Yep. That was the first game that came to my mind when I saw 3 catches, 3 touchdowns. But one thing that really stood out to me, there was a miss. And I looked at the reaction of Aaron Rodgers. And he just looked so like, how dare this guy not catch this ball? And it was one of those where he probably in his head went back to, well, I know Devontae Adams would have caught it. Because Christian Watson's running, and he starts to slow up. And then he looks and like, oh, crap, the ball is coming. Then he tried to speed up, and the ball was just overthrown by about that far. If he would have just kept running, probably would have fell right in his lap. Those are the things that are going to continue to frustrate Aaron Rodgers. They'll probably talk about it and go over it. But the more you make plays, the more, okay, you can have one of those moments. All right, let's talk about it and continue to build on that. So I think it's kind of just getting started. More of a deep threat right now. We saw the crossing route that he caught for a touchdown. Do some things where he can use his long stride, athleticism, and space. And, you know, probably get in the end zone a few more times before the season ends.
Is there a possibility, this one for both of you, Ryan, we'll start with you, Is there a possibility? I think the Packers have 7 games left. Is there? Can he do enough in 7 games to earn enough of Rodgers' trust? And look, we don't even know whether Rodgers will be back with the Packers. But if he does enough over the next 7 games, is that enough for Packers management to go, hey, I think we've got our guy or guys with Romeo Dubs as well. We don't have to go get a wide receiver in the first round or this. Or maybe we just supplement it with a free agent that we can bring in. Maybe not a Tyreek Hill-type free agent or Justin Jefferson-type free agent, but a solid free agent to go with those two. Can he do enough over the next 7 games to lock that up? Or do you think there will still be question marks at the end of the year that they feel like, hey, we still have to go get wide receiver one because these guys just aren't ready? Ryan?
We all know this is a what-have-you-done-for-me-lately league. I think that leaves a lasting impression. I think if he can build up and put together 4 or 5 games where he can be a true number one target in the passing game, I think he can earn that trust and honestly put some of the worries away, not only from Aaron, but from management as well. Because like you said, we don't know that it's going to be Aaron Rodgers next year. How does he get along with Jordan Love right now? Is there another prospect out there that they might either trade for or they think they're going to the draft? I think if he does enough, he'll leave that last impression on a positive note. I think he'll be all right, and Dubs is an insurance policy.
Eric, your thoughts. Can Watson snatch up wide receiver one responsibilities through the next 7 games?
Next 7 games is tough, but I guess when you look at who they have at receiver right now, right, they're trying to count on old man Sammy Watkins. And I say old man, I feel like he's been in the league forever, but he might still be in his 20s. But trying to count on guys like Sammy Watkins and you have Romeo Dubs. I know they like him. They try to force feed him the rock. That hasn't been a very consistent connection. So I do think there's a scenario where, is he, again, high volume guy? I don't know, but over the next 6-7 games, can he be a guy who consistently is around, 80 to 100 yards because of the big playability? I absolutely believe so.
Yeah, I fell in love with watching his film. He's from Tampa Plant High School, and I'm amazed by guys that come out of there. And it was interesting because we have a guy on our team, Chris Moore, who came out of Tampa High School or Tampa Jefferson High School, not recruited by any of the big three. He ends up going to Cincinnati. He's carved out a 7-year career in the NFL now. Now he's not at the level of Watson, but he's been able to do it. Tampa Plant High School, Christian Watson comes out of there. He can absolutely fly. He puts on some weight. He grows a little bit at North Dakota State. Trey Lance likes throwing the ball to him, and he emerges as a guy that was kind of banging his head on the first round. Is he going to go in the first round? The Senior Bowl, he was just tremendous. I would love to see Christian Watson be that guy for Aaron Rodgers just to see how that materializes for Rodgers down the road. And again, not even totally sure where Jordan Love is going to end up. And speaking of Jordan Love, let's do some rookie / offseason fill in the blank next, right here on Locked On NFL Draft. But before we get there, I got to pause for just a second and make sure that we're paused because I need you guys out there to try Built Bar's new reimagined flavors. We got 3 of them, 3 new reimagined flavors. Okay. Cookie dough topper. Now, I want you to tell me I don't really like cookie. What person doesn't like cookie dough? Cookie dough topper. Coconut brownie bar. Coconut brownie topper. And because it's the holidays, we're throwing in white chocolate peppermint granola. But it's Built's take on the granola bar, so it's more filling and insanely tasty. And candy cane brownie. Now, hold on. Candy cane brownie. In a Built bar? Candy cane brownie puff. Oh, my goodness. Built puffs are like biting into the universe's most delicious cloud. And seriously, when you have one of these, and you're going, oh, yeah, right, John. You're speaking for Built. Really? Yes, absolutely. When that box of Built came to the house, they were gone. You got 2 dudes in this house, and they scarfed them down. The box is gone in 3 hours. 3 hours. Now, I don't recommend you eating anything in 3 hours, but that's because Built was so good. Revolutionizing nutrition as we know it with 100% real chocolate, 70 grams of protein, and shockingly low sugar and calories, 130 calories. It's the best snack you can have. It's the best little breakfast on the go snack you can take with you. Built, you got to try this. Get 15% off your order right now by using the code LOCKEDON15 at built.com. All right, guys, let's do a little bit of rookie / offseason fill in the blank. And I'm going to start with a guy we just was talking about last segment, but not Christian Watson. Ryan Tracy, we'll start with you. Packers quarterback Jordan Love will fill in the blank in 2023.
Replace Aaron Rodgers as the starting quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Wow.
I think Aaron might have reached the end of his rope, whether it's whether it's some hallucinogens in the offseason or whether it's a contract dispute. I think if Aaron Rodgers plays again, I think it's probably elsewhere at this point.
Okay, well, I'm going to have a second question for you then. Eric Crocker, fill in the blank. Packers quarterback Jordan Love will blank in 2023.
Be elsewhere. All right. I think Jordan Love will be playing for a QB needy team that maybe doesn't want to start all the way over, but wants to have somewhat of a reset with someone that still has some upside, some potential. Don't quite know. But you bring him in, and doesn't have to be a crazy contract, but something where he's competing against maybe a mid-round rookie-type quarterback.
I like both of your answers going against one another. I think Jordan Love it's funny because I think Jordan Love is a name we'll hear a little bit more of. Teams that can't get into the top five, top seven to get one of these quarterbacks in the draft, I think they very easily could go look at Jordan Love and do something to bring him there. Now, where does Aaron Rodgers go? That's a different question. Okay, next question. Eric, start with you. Eric, you are the GM of the team that gets the number one overall pick, but you can't make a trade, and you have a young quarterback already. So you will take blank as the number one overall selection in the 2023 NFL Draft.
Oh, man, that's a tough one, and I think I'll probably go with, I don't know, Will Anderson. That's pretty easy. Listen, I know he's had some ups and downs this season, but the guy's still physical freak. He could bend around that corner. The play strength is there. The versatility is there. And I think, you know, getting to the NFL, being drafted number one overall, it'll bring that motor back. But all the questions that we have about Trayvon Walker and what he potentially can be, I think Anderson is already that.
Ryan Tracy, same question to you. Is it as simple as Will Anderson Jr.? Fill in the blank.
I concur with my esteemed co-GM, Eric Crocker. I will say this, too. I'd like to see him go somewhere where he can get some veteran help to make the transition. I'd love to see DeMarcus Ware offer him some advice, maybe end up in Denver, that kind of thing. I would like to see that mentorship for him because I think we've seen a little bit of a down season from him overall. The more I crunch his numbers, the more I'm like waiting for an explosion. It might have to wait until he's a rookie.
I'm going to roll the dice. Because, and I don't want to be prisoner of the moment, but I kind of am. I watched Dexter Lawrence yesterday absolutely dominate a football game. The week before that, I saw Fletcher Cox make some plays against us. The week before that, I watched Jeffrey Simmons completely destroy 330-pound men. Jalen Carter, to me, is not completely outside the realm of possibility. I know that Will Anderson Jr. is too enticing, but and I would take Will Anderson Jr. I'm in agreement. But I think a team would look at Jalen Carter and look around the league and see some of the defensive game wreckers from the inside and go, we got a chance to get him. Man, I might do that. I might do that. But it's Will Anderson Jr. There's very little question about that. Okay, last one. First receiver in the draft has already been selected. His name is Jordan Addison from USC. He went about six picks before your team that has a wide receiver need in the first round. As a GM, Ryan Tracy, you will select blank.
I had to go pull up my rankings currently. You can find those on NFL33.com, by the way. And I just changed this last week after our discussion to tell you the truth. It is not Quentin Johnson. It is, if he comes out, Jaxon Smith-Njigba right now, that is the guy.
Going back to JSN, if he's healthy. Eric Crocker. Jordan Addison has been picked five to six picks before your team that has a wide receiver need. You as the GM will select blank for your team.
you know, I've talked a lot about not knowing if there are any like sure first rounders. Everybody said Quentin Johnston, that guy is a surefire first round pick. And you look at his athleticism, his build, his height, his size. And if I'm picking for the 49ers, if I'm the GM of the San Francisco 49ers, you need that. Who are the 49ers receivers right now? You got Brandon Ayuk, 5'11", 200 pounds. Nice possession receiver. Run after catch gives you that. Debo Samuel, 5'11", 220 pounds. Nice possession receiver gives you run after catch. Who is the guy that is that, hey, I can throw the ball up there and I can make my quarterback right when he's wrong? And with the 49ers having Trey Lance coming back next year, he will be the guy. Hey, man, maybe he throws the pass high, or maybe he wants a guy that's going to stretch the field. And when you look at Quentin Johnston, he brings you an element of both of those things and being able to move around, play outside and in the slot. So let's go with Quentin Johnston to the San Francisco 49ers and give the 49ers more weapons if they didn't already need any more. Right?
Man.
Yeah, you look at the 49ers offense right now, man. You're talking about Debo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, Kyle Juszczyk, and then throw in a guy like Quentin Johnston to put the cherry on top. So no excuses after that.
Man, Aaron Rodgers is going to love to throw to all those guys, man. Holy cow. That's going to be fun to watch. All right, boys. Great show. Excellent job. And we thank you for making Locked On NFL Sports your first listen. For your next listen, check out the Locked On Sports Today podcast. The biggest stories of the day, plus instant reactions, big game recaps, and the take of the day. Available on the Odyssey app, YouTube, and wherever you get podcast. Me, I'm with Eric. I would have taken Quentin Johnston, 6'4", 215, and runs like the wind, 40-plus inch vert. I'll take my chance with him. And, yeah, I wouldn't mind a guy like that in Houston either to match with Nico Collins. That would be kind of fun. A couple of power forwards out on the perimeter would be kind of nice. You guys are the best. Eric, great job. Ryan, excellent job. The rest of this week, man, we got our Friday night draft. We'll talk a little bit more about running backs. It's going to be a fun week. Stay with us right here on Locked On NFL Draft. Let's go.